Mavra's rotted lips turned up at one corner.
No, you won't,
she said in her dusty voice.
You don't have that kind of power.
I can get it, I said.
But you won't,
she responded, mockery in her tone.
It wouldn't be right.
I stared at her for a full 10 seconds before I said, in a very quiet voice, I've got a fallen angel tripping all over herself to give me more power. Queen Mab has asked me to take the mantle of Winter Night twice now. I've read Kemmler's book. I know how the Dark Hollow works, and I know how to turn necromancy against the Black Court. Mavra's filmed eyes flashed with anger. I continued to speak quietly, never raising my voice. So, once again, let me be perfectly clear. If anything happens to Murphy, and I even think you had a hand in it, fuck right and wrong. If you touch her, I'm declaring war on you. Personally. I'm picking up every weapon I can get, and I'm using them to kill you. Horribly. There was utter silence for a moment. Do you understand me? I whispered. She nodded. Say it! I snarled, and my voice came out so harsh and cold that Mavra twitched and took half a step back from me.
I understand,
she rasped. Get out of my town, I told her. And Mavra retreated into the shadows. I stood there over my grave for a minute more, just feeling the pain of my battered body and bitterly considering the inevitability of death. After a moment, I felt another presence near me. I looked up and found the dream image of my father regarding my tombstone speculatively. He died doing the right thing, my father read. Maybe I can change it to, he died alone, I said back. My father smiled a little. Thinking about the death curse, huh? Yeah, die alone. I stared down at my open grave. Maybe it means I'll never be with anybody. Have love, a wife, children. No one who is really close, really there. Maybe, my father said. What do you think? I think that's what he wanted to do to me. I think I'm so tired that I'm hallucinating, and that I hurt, and that I want someone to be holding my hand when it's my time. I don't want to do it alone. Harry, my dad said, and his voice was very gentle, can I tell you something? Sure. He walked around the grave and put his hand on my shoulder. Son, everyone dies alone. That's what it is. It's a door. It's one person wide. When you go through it, you do it alone. His fingers squeezed me tight. But it doesn't mean you've got to be alone before you go through the door. And believe me, you aren't alone on the other side. I frowned and looked up at my father's image, searching his eyes. Really? He smiled and drew his finger in an X on his chest. Cross my heart. I looked away from him. I did things. I made a deal I shouldn't have made. I crossed the line. I know, he said. It only means what you decide it means. I looked up at him. What? Harry, life isn't simple. There is such a thing as black and white, right and wrong. But when you're in the thick of things, sometimes it's hard for us to tell. You didn't do what you did for your own benefit. You did it so that you could protect others. That doesn't make it right. But it doesn't make you a monster, either. You still have free will. You still get to choose what you will do, and what you will be, and what you will become. He clapped my shoulder and turned to walk away. As long as you believe you are responsible for your choices, you still are. You've got a good heart, son. Listen to it. He vanished into the night, and somewhere in the city, bells started tolling midnight. I stared at my waiting grave, and I suddenly realized that death was really not my biggest worry. He died doing the right thing. God, I hope so.